Fair Use Act, copyright disclaimer under Section 107 of the Copyright Act 1976. Allowance is made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, education, and research. Fair use is a use permitted by copyright statute that might otherwise be infringing. Nonprofit, educational, or personal tips the balance in use of fair use.
Playing guitar, kid. Stop and rewind it. Call me a hottie. Know that they ride. Let the whip off. Up in the whip and I'm playing guitar. Shorty be swerving, she stop and rewind it. Make them respect it, they call me a hottest. Circle be small, but I know that they ride. Sit at the table, connected with boss. So independent, ain't taking no office. Play with the family, I'm picking out coffees. Selling your soul like a spiritual ocean. Wake in the morning, I gotta get paid. Move with a purpose, I never be fake. Told them be patient, I know we gon' shine. Writing these records, I channel my rage. Maintain that balance, I'm on a new status. I feel like King Henry, I'm up in the palace. I'm deep in the hood like a local mechanic. I'm up in the Vegas by copping again. Labels be calling, I told them get off me. I never be signing, the fuck is you calling? You niggas be fake, really be frauded. I stay to myself, I'm a noob, so cautious. Seeking revenge is gon' make me a target. And sure they be loving that drip when I'm walking. I'm ready for action, they looking, they hawking. My energy sacred, they tryna absorb it. Talk to the spirits on beats and recorded. She comes to the crib and we getting entangled. Snapping the pictures and catching them angles. I'm killing that pussy, I'm feeling so faded. Battle with COVID, I feel like a native. Passages came out, they shining in Europe. Look at my blood and my skin be so pure. Devils be claiming that thing, I the cure. Doing 100, I pull up and pass them. They see the Mercedes, I'm blowing this gas. And I'm trying to turn this shit right here to a phantom. I'm trying to turn this shit right here to a mansion. Back in my lane and I do it with passion. Trying to stay focused, no time for distraction. Running my business, ain't taking no fraction. Number one target, I know why they fashion. Up in the whip and I'm playing guitar. Shorty be swerving, she stop and rewind it. Make them respect it, they call me a highness. Circle be small, but I know that they ride. Sit at the table, connected with boss. So independent, ain't taking no office. Play with the family, I'm picking out coffins. Selling your soul like a spiritual auction.
Only thing I see is that your bitch look like a rug rat. Everybody know that the fight is groovy. about sex, baby, salt and pepper. And everybody out here, man, hey, that's why your homegirl look like this old lady. Yeah, everybody know that the flight is groovy. White. I live my whole life like a 90s movie. A menace to society, I doubt probably. You can catch me with the Jews at the house party. And I don't care to play, I can kind of weather. Let's talk about sex, baby, salt and pepper. And everybody out here, man, hey, that's why your homegirl look like this old lady.
Yo, Fab, what's up, bro?
Star.
What's up with me? You know what's up with me, man. I'm trying to get paid in full. Check this out, right? It says Javody is the label, and I'm talking over this deaf beat right here. I think we should turn it up. We got my man on the beat, on the thinking of a master plan. But there's nothing but cash inside my hand. Wanna dig into my pocket for profit? It's ever since I dig deeper. You know I represent, Yeah, money over bitches, my sister's gold and everything. My band will make a dance forever, just like a wedding ring. All for the hate and the jealousy that the cheddar bring. Trying to get away from these 85ers like Evelyn. Ride with me, you got 'em leaking like Eddie. Got 'em leaking like Bikini. Money writing like Hickey. Till they see what I'm doing. Filling them with confusion. Coming just like a chew and I'm fluent just like a student of the romance.
That women say they wouldn't let a man take them out on a date at. Those exact same women feed their kids way worse food than that. Those exact same women feed their kids McDonald's, White Castles, Wendy's, Taco Bell, chicken nuggets from the dollar store. You know, that's crazy. You want a man to take you out to the fanciest restaurant when y'all go out on a date, but y'all not even feeding y'all kids those same meals. That says a lot about y'all as mothers. Make it make sense.
Yo, what's good? What's good? What's good, everybody? What's good?
lighting libations for Oya right now. She's gonna be a key part of this video. Peace to everybody out there in the world. Namaste, Ashe, Ashe, Abaru, Ashe, 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 Ashe. So, I wanna talk about misconceptions of femininity, performative femininity, and conditional femininity. So, there is viral, trendy scenes going around on the internet that says that these are two of the scenes that most of these modern women are saying on the internet. And the first one is, hold on, let me close my door real quick. So, the first one is, to release her feminine energy, you gotta take away her masculine responsibilities. And the second one is, if he lead properly, I'll submit naturally to you. So that's pretty much what they're saying. But there's flaws within these statements, and I'm gonna lay them out to you. Alright, so when it comes to femininity, and I'm not saying this is wisdom that I've learned that has been passed down to me from noteworthy women, and just learning life too. So it's always first the inner, then the outer. It's never first the outer, then the inner. Because when you say to release her feminine energy, you got to take away her masculine responsibilities, what you're telling men and what you're sending the message out to men is that your femininity is conditional. So whatever role you think or consider to be masculine that a man must take on for you, then as soon as he stopped doing it, then that's when your femininity goes away. So you're saying your femininity is conditional. And true femininity, and the essence of femininity, is not conditional. Because when a woman is in tune with herself, if she's naturally, because both men and women exhibit masculine and feminine traits, men lean more towards the masculine side and women lean more towards the feminine side. So, having said that, it is on you to be feminine. That has nothing to do with men. So you have to go through the process, or through the initiation, or through the rites of passage in order to tap into your femininity. That is not a man's job to twist your arm and leg to make you submit like we're in a UFC match. That has nothing to do with men. Your femininity is your responsibility. And I'm sick of modern women using men as a crutch to say, oh, you have to take away from my masculine responsibilities. Well, if you're by yourself, then you have to balance out the masculine energies and feminine energies within you. As a single woman, you have to do that yourself. That's not up to a man to make you submit. Just like it's not up to let's put it like this. Imagine me saying to release his masculine energy, you have to take away his feminine responsibilities. If I said that to you, you would think that I was a bitch and a bitch ass nigga. A man has to be masculine. He has to learn that, whether he's single or in a relationship, he has to tap into his masculine frame at all times. It's not on women. You don't hear men saying that women have to take away our feminine responsibilities in order for us to be masculine. That ain't what we say out here. We don't say stupid shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's on you as a woman to tap into yourself. Not if he leaves properly, I'll submit naturally. That means if I'll naturally submit. No. Your femininity is not conditional. True femininity is not conditional. Okay? Oya, who's an Orisha, she exhibits masculinity when it's time for war. She taps into the masculine side of herself. When it's time to nurture children, she's tapping into her feminine side. So you have to learn that yin and yang that's inside of you to be feminine. And that has it has nothing to do with men. That's your responsibility. So stop with this narrative that to release her feminine energy, you gotta take away her masculine responsibilities. If you're a single mom or a single woman, it's your responsibility to tap into yourself. Go take a yoga class. Go start a garden. Look for a femininity coach. And the femininity coach that I will recommend is the Crimson Cure. Go look her up. Or Iyala Van Zandt. Sister Shiraza Ali. Men have to look for coaches too, to tap into their masculine frame. They're not telling women to release his masculine energy, you have to take away his feminine responsibilities. Men are not saying that. Y'all the only ones that say that and think it sounds good and it sounds cute, but it's stupid. Y'all saying stuff, y'all always want to make shit trendy, even if it's nonsense and stupidity. We have to get out of these illusions and these fantasies, man. We have to. The time is now. We don't have no time to be bickering and going back and forth because people are not in tune with they self. Oh, y'all is disappointing as much as I am. God damn it. Y'all can't call yourself queens and goddesses when you don't understand this concept. You're putting your femininity on a man. First the inner, then the outer. Not first the outer, then the inner. Because you're relying on an outside entity, which is the man, to make you feminine. That has nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with you. That's your responsibility to tap into your feminine, the essence of your femininity. That has nothing to do with that. Do with men. That narrative is tired and played out. Stop trying to make stuff trendy. Stop trying to do all this trendy shit and come to grips with reality. Okay? Now I know I made a man, wanna kick my black ass. I understand that. But just like your mother, when you didn't want that nasty medicine that went down your throat, at the end of the day, is good for you. So, you get what I'm saying? Only simps and misguided women take on this concept of if he lead properly, I'll naturally submit. I can point out so many situations where men have led properly to say if he does lead properly. Y'all still leave him. Look at Giselle. She left Tom Brady. That man is practically Superman. Has all the money, provider, protector, procreator, provisionist. She still left him. So it's always something with these modern women. I'm not talking about the noteworthy women. I'm not talking about the women that are in tune with themselves, because the women that are in tune with themselves, they not gonna be mad at this message that I'm bringing forth to you guys, because they know I'm coming out of love and authenticity. Okay, so I'm not saying this to be like, oh man, I know everything and all this type of shit. I'm just trying to tell you something that's going to help you, okay? And I'm going to end it on this. So, when you talk about aware, when it comes to yourself, self-awareness is the most imperative in self-realization. I'm going to say this again. Self-awareness is the most imperative in self-realization, okay? If you don't know you and the laws of your being, you will have trouble applying thought and action in the mix towards reaching self-actualization, hence Mayat, hence Yoruba, hence spirituality, okay? Self-awareness is beyond knowing your skills and gifts, but knowing your programming, knowing how you experience the world through your basic mental programming and how your happiness and sadness are determined by this programming. So stop being programmed by nonsense and get with the program and the true essence of your femininity. And having said that, I love y'all from the bottom of my heart, and I hope y'all able to take heed to this message. This message is sincerely out of love and just being my authentic self, so I can bring out the most authentic self out of you. So having said that, peace for now.